everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, my friend, this game over the weekend, boy, that was interesting. It felt like it was 13-0 for 8 years, and suddenly something happened with Minnesota. They end up winning this thing 30-0. I couldn't believe the final score.
Well, interesting is a nice way of putting it. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was that was some heavy lifting on Saturday, broadcasting a game like that.
Yeah,
and,
I was listening to you.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, Brady. I mean, I said this late in the broadcast. I didn't see that coming. I did not see it. I didn't. There was nothing that indicated that. Now, was I totally surprised the Buffs' offense was not spectacular? No, I wasn't surprised by that. We've seen that through 2 weeks. The offense has been a work in progress, let's put it that way. What I didn't see was having minus 19 yards rushing in that ball game, having single-digit yardage at halftime. That's what I didn't see. Now, what happens in a ball game like that, when your offense is not doing its job, and then you hang a defense out, and you talked about it being 13-0, and the fact that late with, like a minute left in the third quarter, it was still 13-0 is remarkable. The fact that Colorado was still in that ball game that late in the game and having done zero on the offensive side, which shows you how well that defense is playing. I got messages after the game, you know, ripping on the defense. And you know the way it works. When a team gets beat like that, everyone stinks. I mean, the offense stinks, the defense stinks, the announcers stink, everybody stinks. I responded to the folks, just said, no, that's not a fair assessment. That defense was on the field on a very hot day, almost 41 minutes of that ball game, and kept that game where it was, and then finally into the fourth quarter, you know, finally gave up some plays and ended up giving up 30 points and 441 yards. So I'm not pointing a finger at that defense. Now coaches will, you know, they'll play it with their team. Hey, Bo, got to be better. No. We understand that. But if the offense for Colorado went out in that ball game and just was moderately good, well, let's say they had 250 yards of offense and ran for 80 yards and, you know, something like that, Colorado's got a chance to win that ballgame, but that defense doesn't get exhausted. Remember the play where they forced a three and out deep in Minnesota's end of the field, and then there's a punt and a muff punt, and the defense is off the field for 90 seconds, whatever it was, and to come right back out there. You can't do that to a defense and not expect them to eventually give, especially in today's day and age, the way college football and pro football is played, for that matter. It's an offensive game, and so, stunned by all of it, didn't see it coming, and obviously, just like the rest of Buff Nation out there, a very disappointing Saturday.
Mark, I've always thought this about defenses. Yeah, I mean, 30 points, the yardage at the end of the day, but at some point, there's a breaking point, and,
sure,
and when your offense is just sputtering and they can't get anything done, and you're out there, and it's over and over, it's a mental thing, it's a physical thing. You're tired, and I know that's not really an excuse these guys will ever bring up, but it's true. Like you said, it's hot, but it's a mental thing, too. It's like, man, so we just keep doing it. We keep doing it, and nothing's working. So I'm with you. I think at some point, there's finally the floodgates just open, and you can't hold it back anymore because you're just on the field too much.
Well, what happens is eventually other aspects of the team start going, come on, man. I mean, it just happens. It's natural. Coach Barnett talked about that in our broadcast, that, you know, at some point in time, you know, if a ball's not coming a receiver's way, he's going to kind of go, geez, man, I was open. You know, get me the ball kind of thing. Defense is going to start going to the offense. I mean, we saw that with the Broncos a few years ago. Their offense was so inept, and there was becoming an issue with the locker room. It's human nature. Hey, we're a team, but I need a little help here, fellas. You gotta burn some clock. You gotta score a couple of points. We can't do it all on this side. And so those things are natural human aspects of all of us that we start to, those frustrations we start to have at different times, right? We've all worked with somebody who wasn't holding up his or her end of the bargain, and at some point you're like, hey, dude, come on, a little help here, you know, be nice. You don't have to, you know, maybe not playing at my level, but you got to give me something here. And so that's just human nature, I think. And so, you know, that's one thing this team, and Gary talked about on our broadcast, you got to guard against if you're a coach. And that's something they need to address, because I think I said it to you last week, you don't want to waste this defense, because this defense is pretty darn good. Fourth quarter notwithstanding last week, it's still pretty darn good. This unit can play, and I think if they're not carrying the lion's share of the snaps during a ball game. If it is close to 50-50, that defense, I think, is going to give you a chance.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So let's shift it back. Let's look over at the offensive side of the ball. When you have an outing like this, and yeah, 30 points, but like we said, it fizzled finally for this defense at the end. Brendan Lewis, 8 for 16, 55 yards, had a QBR of 3. I mean, that's when you have to have those big discussions about, okay, what does this look like? I know Carl Durrell had mentioned I need to put more focus back onto the offensive side. So what are we seeing here, Mark? Jobs changing around, quarterback situation. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting on Monday, and obviously Carl at his press conference was asked about that thing and basically said there's no changes coming. Now, he did and maybe that's just a public statement, but he did indicate that Drew Carter was going to get some more snaps in practice. When you watch those two young men, and I'm not being overly critical of him, because I do think he's a talented young man, but there's a mental hiccup going on there where he's not seeing things right now. And sometimes with young quarterbacks, and I've talked not only with Gary about this, but I've talked with other coaching buddies of mine that I kind of tap into every once in a while, and guys have said the same thing to me. There comes a time when sometimes you need to take a player and pull him out and let him breathe, right? And let him get a different perspective on things, and then you run him back out there at some point. He's not seeing things right now, and he's having a tough time identifying things. You know, there was a number of times during the game where I'd say, snap to Lewis, drops back, got plenty of time, looking, now here comes the pressure, right? Well, you can't take forever. The offensive line can't hold up forever. Those secondary guys can't hold up. You've got to be able to make a decision, and that's not happening right now. And then, you know, we talked about this the last couple of weeks. Listen, the defensive game plan against Colorado is pretty simple. We're not going to let you run. You've got a pretty solid offensive line. You've got very good running backs. You've got the offensive player of the year from last year in the Pac-12. We are not going to let you do that. And we're going to force you to throw the football. And until you can do that, we don't care. And so, I mean, this game, I guarantee you that's what Arizona State's going to do on Saturday night down in Tempe, Arizona. So when Drew Carter came in, you saw a little bit of the ball was coming out quickly. Now, I don't think, do you have to make a total change? I don't know. Can you play both guys? You certainly could do that. But you've got to do something that is going to allow your offense to get a little bit of rhythm out there, whatever that looks like. And if it's going with Drew Carter, and I know he's very green, he's a true freshman, I understand that. You know, he's been practicing with the basketball team, by the way, and I was talking with some of the coaches over there this week. They said, you know, he's got a little swag to him now. I mean, he's got a little something going there, so he's got confidence. And you know, as a freshman, that can get shaken. But I think you got to at least give him a chance and maybe play both guys.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how this does work. Do we see a lot more Drew Carter? Do we see him start potentially? I mean, again, Mark, those games with Brendan, you root for the guy for sure, and you hear all the good things about it in the off season. But with those kind of numbers at the end of the day, whew, that's how you can lose a job, right?
Hey, we get to a point, and when I always talk to people and coach them about public speaking, I always tell them, you know, people get up and are very nervous about public speaking because, oh, what are people going to think of me? Have you ever been at an event where you see somebody and they're really struggling and everyone in the room is uncomfortable? Like, come on, Brady, you can do it, man. I mean, you're just almost cheering for him. That's the way I feel with Brendan right now, okay? I feel like CU fans, you know, yeah, they're fine. There are those. They're going to, you know, dog custom and all those kind of things. That's not what I'm talking about. I think anybody who's a decent human being, you watch Brendan Lewis and you're like, holy cow, young man, come on. You want him to be able to see it and make the throw, okay? And I just think that's why you kind of feel for him right now. Maybe it's best if he does get a breather a little bit to kind of step back and understand and wait, you know, study a little bit more and take some more reps and maybe things slow down a little bit and you get back out there. But, yeah, who knows what's going to happen. Carl's been very tight-lipped about that. His indications on Monday that Brendan was going to start and Drew may get some snaps, and maybe that's the case. So you just want guys to go out there and have the ability to make plays like they have their entire careers. But when you step up to a different level, and you're the starting guy, everything changes, right? They always say in coaching and basketball, that 18-inch move from the assistant seat to the head coach's seat is the longest 18 inches in the world, right? Because the pressure's on you now. That's what happens with the quarterback when they get out there. All that pressure is finally on you, and sometimes it can be overwhelming for a young player.
Well, Mark, it'll be interesting to see what this Buffs team can do against Arizona State. Arizona, they lost to BYU last week. BYU is a pretty darn good football team.
Yep.
But 2-1 coming into this one. So this will be a battle, you know, no doubt about it. So it'll be interesting to see what the quarterback situation looks like.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what we're waiting on. And And Carl's talked about, you know, being more involved on the offensive side, you know, this week. And, I know he's talked with the team about that, and getting himself in there and getting as creative as you possibly can. But, yeah, there's got to be some movement there because, when you end up with minus 19 rushing yards and double digits and total offense, that just ain't going to – I don't care if you've got the defense of the 85 Bears out there. That ain't going to cut it, and you're not going to win many ball games. And you can't exist that way because there's too much pressure on one side of the ball.
Mark, give us some details as far as listening. I was listening to you on Saturday, loved it. And like you said, I could feel it. Yeah, heavy lifting for sure. Tough one to get through, but always a pleasure to listen to you, my friend.
Well, this weekend, it's a late one. You better get yourself a nap in because it kicks off at 8:30 Mountain Time. We're going to hit the air on the Colorado Football Network and all the various ways in SiriusXM and the Varsity Network app and all the different ways you can get that in Denver on AM 630. But, 6:30 pregame Mountain Time is when we'll get things underway. It'll kick it off down in Tempe, where I understand, by the way, Gary looked this up. I think it's like a high of 107 on Saturday, and by kickoff at 8:30, it's supposed to be like 101.
Oh,
so at least it's cooling off.
Yeah, it's cooling. I mean, it's like you're, it's like you're in Alaska at that point.
Don't you dare tell me it's a dry heat, otherwise I'll smack you next time I see you.
Mark, appreciate you, man. Good luck. I don't know. I feel like we're going to have a change. So far, every single week with our local teams, here's something the complete opposite happens that I predict.
Right.
So I'm going to predict the Buffs to struggle, and then good things are going to happen. I think that's my new calling. So we'll see what happens.
I hope you're right, and I'm hoping for the best like everybody else in Buff Nation this week.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, 107, 101, man. I mean, hopefully he's going to bring his Eskimo coat. He's going to need a really tight, a lot of fluff. That's going to be tough. Hot. Oof. Count me out, man. Is it fall yet? Officially fall yesterday, right?
It is, yeah.
Why does it feel like it's still 4,000 degrees outside? Can we fix that?
Does it?
I don't know.
It was like 30 degrees this morning.
Yeah, but it's getting warmer now.
Is it hot now?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. You know me. Yeah, it's got to be cold. Got to be really cold. All right, we need to take a break. Wrap up hour number one. Jesse Kurtz coming up later in the second hour. We'll talk Mountain West ownership talk for the Broncos. What does that look like? And we've got a little bit about the Denver Nuggets. They're kind of doing this Zoom media day, like a staggered media day. So we'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.